We're going to close out the show in fine fashion as we welcome United States Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates from 2019 to 2021, former CEO of Walbridge, which he dutifully turned over to his son when it was time to be ambassador. That's one of the things that you do. And he's back home. And it's great to see John Ricolta. Mr. Ambassador, it is a pleasure to see you and to have you up here.
Well, great. Thank you. I'm very grateful to be on your show this morning. I listened to it over in the UAE. It was 8 hours ahead of now. So, look, it's 9 o'clock now here. It would be like 5 o'clock in the afternoon there. But we occasionally would get it online. So your message goes around the world. And just one small correction. My son is the president of Walbridge, and he is aspiring to become the CEO. Mike Haller is the CEO, my longtime partner. And together they're doing a phenomenal job running the company. Something that I'm so proud of to see how well they're working together.
I shouldn't have messed that up because I was there emceeing an event that you were basically saying goodbye to the employees, and I might have missed the handing off of the mantle to Mike. But, yes, your son is in waiting, I guess might be a good way of putting it, and president of Walbridge, which is an amazing family Michigan business or Michigan family business of great note. For a lot of years, doing a lot of good things around here, and we appreciate all that you've done. But I got to tell you, I haven't had a chance to ask you, what's it like being an ambassador?
It's one of the most phenomenal experiences anyone could possibly have. Our country is so well respected around the world. All of this noise that you're hearing about how we've lost our standing is absolutely untrue.
Oh, is that ever good to hear?
Yeah, it is, really. The Emiratis treated me with the utmost of respect. They want to be like the United States. They want the United States to look upon them as one of their most strategic allies. Yes, they trade with China. They trade with Russia. But it's the United States that they aspire to be like. Our values, our freedoms, our economy, all of these things serve us very, very well, notwithstanding our enormous military might around the world. And, you know, the news media has its job to do. Social media does. But below all of that, we are in good stead.
You know, I'm not sure I'm wording this properly, Ambassador John Ricolta, but I'm not sure people understand how expensive it is to be an ambassador. You cover a lot of your own expenses.
You do, but I think that's a little overplayed. I think that anybody can become an ambassador. It is not so overwhelming. You have budgets. During my time, most of the representation budget was not spent. That was provided by the State Department because of COVID. But even if I had to come out of pocket, it isn't all that much. I think what they really refer to in that is that you're required to divest yourself prior to going out to post a certain number of assets that you might own, whether it be stocks, bonds, etc., that might conflict with the job that you're about to do. And so they often say that that's expensive because, like in this last year or two with the big run-up of the stock market, you miss all of that. But it isn't overwhelming. And like I said, it's the most phenomenal experience of my lifetime. I learned so much about our country and how countries around the world revere us and aspire to become like us that you know, I wish everybody could understand and appreciate more what it's like.
Well, you came back and jumped in with both feet. You are a part of MI Bank, my bank, and we've done commercials for my bank. I had no idea that you were one of the principals.
Yes, Greg Schwartz and his sons 3 or 4 years ago approached me and said, you know, there's a big hole in the banking market today for a small-sized bank that can provide loans to smaller businesses. And there was this void out in the Birmingham, Bloomfield Hills area. And so myself and the Schwartzes and Warren Rose and others all got together and provided a sufficient equity to launch this new bank called My Bank. And my two kids are on the board of directors there. I shouldn't call them kids anymore, JR and Lauren. And we're making great progress. We're ahead of our plan, and, you know, we intend to serve the community, and that's the whole point of this bank.
Do you think, Mr. Ambassador, we don't have a lot of time, but do you think you come back to a state that's on the right track?
I worry about that, whether we are on the right track. It seems like in our state, and I think other states, that we're crisis-driven, and if we can't identify the crisis at the moment, we don't do much to fix long-standing problems. And, you know, what's the next crisis on the horizon? It's education again. We have failed our children miserably. We're ranked in the lower quartile around the country. And you ask yourself, how are we going to support all of this electrification in terms of automobiles, mobility, the data-driven society today, unless we have well-educated kids who can matriculate out of high school and get into great colleges and then want to stay here. The crisis today is education, and we're not paying attention to it. We tried to launch Michigan. This is this Business Leaders for Michigan initiative with other the unions, and, you know, we're just too slow at the switch right now.
Before you sat down, I made quick notes. In education, you'll see, was one of the notes, because as long as I've known you, John Ricolta, you've cared about education in Michigan, specifically Detroit, but in the great state of Michigan. It's been something you've been harping on is the wrong word, but pointing out for all to hear for as long as I can remember.
Harping is not the wrong word, but I'd like to even use a stronger word. This is a necessity that we need to solve today. We need to sacrifice for the betterment of the future of our kids, and whatever that takes, whether it's a little bit more money, whether it's a change in attitude, whether it's a change in society, if we don't solve this, Michigan's going to continue to degrade.
So great to have John and Terry Ricolta back in the United States. He served as United States Ambassador to the United Arab Emirates from 2019 to this year, a former CEO of Walbridge. God bless you. Good to see you. We'll have you back on more often.
Thank you very much, Paul. Appreciate it.
John Ricolta here on WJR. Got to go. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from Motobella. Should be fine by tomorrow. Thanks to Ann Thomas, our executive producer, assistant program director, Tony Butler, engineer, Dave Rieger, too, Brian Morton back in the Golden Tower, and my Kim Smith, for her help along the way, and to you, our audience. Good Lord willing, talk to you in the morning. Regards, Paul W. Smith.